हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We have just completed the Sambandha Bhashyam. Now I am repeating. After the class time, when I asked some people to read, I was really shocked how they read, which means it is not. I thought, let me make it clear hereafter. I see that every word you really understand well before I go to the next sentence. So what we have completed now is Sambandha, Sambandha Bhashyam, where we understand the connection between the subject matter of the previous section and the subject matter of this section. Again, we understand two important connections. The connection between the Shastram and Jnanam, and the connection between Jnanam and Mokshaha. Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha and Sadhana Sadhya Sambandha. It's very important for one to have the knowledge of the benefit of the knowledge and the connection between the knowledge and the end, so that one will make all possible efforts to study the Shastram to understand the reality Brahma. So this much we have understood already. We have to enter into the actual Upanishad today. Brahmavida apnoti param tadesha bhyukta satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman so osnute sarvan kamaan sah brahmana vipaschiteti. Of all 10 major Upanishads, this is the only Upanishad which is studied with swaras, and is the only Upanishad which is heard being chanted by scholars, especially in the pandits, the temples. You do not hear other Upanishads being chanted, but this you can hear this Upanishad being chanted. When they do Abhishekam for Murtis, you can hear this Upanishad specifically being chanted. So, because it's only Upanishad who has swaras. Therefore, see that you all learn to chant this Upanishad also. Chant also correctly. ब्रह्मविदाप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति. विल् स्टाप् देर् बिफोर् वि सी दि भाष्यम्. The CD literal meaning of the mantras which you have read from the Prathamaha Anuvakaha. We have not read the entire Prathama Anuvaka. We have read this much of the Prathama Anuvakaha, the first section. If we put it in a prose order, you can say Brahma vit param apnoti. The knower of Brahman is Brahmavid. Param means the word param. We are going to see in the Bhashyam. Actually, there's elaborate analysis of the word param. Not too elaborate, but still there is analysis specifically presented. Param. Param literally means absolute. Param means exalted. Param means supreme, param means superior. So here, param apnoti. Apnoti is a verb which means attains, gains. The knower of Brahman attains the absolute. Absolute, what is absolute? Having attained which, everything else becomes attained as it were. Having attained which, nothing else needs to be attained. That is the absolute. So, knower of Brahman attains the absolute, is the literal meaning. So, we can say the param stands for even mokshaha. Mokshaha means freedom. Freedom means freedom from all limitations. Freedom from all limitations implies happiness. Everlasting happiness, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting happiness. The knower of Brahman attains the absolute, means the knower of Brahman attains moksha. Attains moksha means discovers moksha, discovers happiness. The knower of Brahman discovers happiness, obtaining as one's own swarupa. So, knower of Brahman attains, in fact, what is it? Happiness happens to be the swarupa of Brahma. Knower of Brahman attains the absolute means knower of Brahman attains Brahman. Knower of Brahman attains Brahman. Because happiness or freedom are not separate from Brahma, not different from Brahma. Happiness or freedom being very swarup of Brahma. We can say knower of Brahman attains the absolute, which is nothing but Brahma, attains the happiness, freedom as the very nature of Brahma. This is the literal meaning. Once you read this sentence, it should result in what? As soon as you read this, it should result in bringing questions in your own mind. The past three possible questions which can come. Brahmavit. From that you can ask, what is Brahma? The knower of Brahman attains the absolute means, first of all we will ask the question, what is that Brahman? Then, param apnoti means, what is the param that knower of Brahman attains? Second question, what is Brahma and what is the absolute? the number of Brahman attains. The third question is, how does the Novara Brahma attain Brahma? Or how does the Novara Brahman know the Brahman? How does he know? Or how did he know? How does he know? How does one know the Brahman? There are three possible questions. Therefore, now immediately we see Tad esha bhyukta. If you break it, tad esha abhyukta. Tad esha abhyukta. Tad is a third person pronoun, which means that. But here, tad implies tasmin vishaye. Tad is equal to tasmin vishaye. Tasmin vishaye means what? In this regard. In this, tad is equal to tasmin vishaye. Tasmin vishaye is equal to in this regard. In this regard means what? In this regard, that the knower of Brahman attains the absolute. In this regard, yesha. So yesha is a third person singular feminine pronoun, feminine gender word. So, dakarantaha stilingaha etad shabdaha tasya shabdasya prathama vibhakto ekavachane yesha iti rupam. Yesha is the feminine gender word, a third person singular pronoun, esha, this. So here, what is denoted by this must be definitely a feminine gender word. Therefore, here, abhyukta, this has been abhyukta. Abhi is a prefix, ukta is a past passive participle. Abhi plus ukta, abhi ukta, abhyukta. Abhyukta is a participle, quoted, said, mentioned. These are all the meanings. So here, quoted. Esha abhyukta. This has been quoted. What has been quoted? This means what? You can understand? A mantra. A mantra. Not which mantra? Mantra from Rigveda. A Rigveda mantra. A Rig, Rig is a feminine gender word. Rik means any Rigveda mantra can be said to be Rik. Rik is singular. Richaha plural. Yesha abhyukta means this Rik mantra, this Rik Rigveda mantra has been quoted in this regard. Yesha abhyukta. Yesha rik abhyukta. You can't say mantraha. Then mantraha means eshaha. It should become. So yesha rik abhyukta. Rik is implied. This rik, a mantra, has been quoted in this regard. Tadesha abhyukta. And this Taittri Upanishad by itself is a simple Upanishad in prose form. A Upanishad in prose form is said to be Brahmana Upanishad. And every Brahmana Upanishad has its corresponding Mantra Upanishad also. So Kathopanishad is a Mantra Upanishad. Yajur Krishna, Yajur Veda, Mantra Upanishad. Whereas Taittiriya Upanishad is Krishna Yajurveda Brahmana Upanishad. Upanishad in prose form. But this here, we also find Rig mantras being quoted here. In this Krishna Yajurveda Brahmana Upanishad, we find a Rig mantra quoted. Tad esha abhyukta. So, So in this ruka, in this regard, a mantrik has been quoted. What is the quotation here? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam. Parame vyoman so oshnute sarvan kamaan saham brahmana vipaschiteti. Until then, rik quotation. Quotation, rik mantra quotation. That's why this is used, because the following mantra, immediately mantra follows. So satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam literally means the truth, but here satyam should be understood as existence. And jnanam, knowledge or consciousness. Anantam, limitlessness or fullness or happiness. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. So kim tad brahma? What is brahma? For that question, the brief answer is given: existence, consciousness, limitlessness is Brahman. So Brahman is that which is of nature of existence, consciousness, limitlessness. We will not get any knowledge here. This answer, this Rig Mantra, gives us the Paroksha Jnanam of Brahma. Paroksha Jnanam means we understand, oh, Brahman is that which is of the nature of existence, consciousness and limitlessness. Simply, knowing Brahman in terms of the meaning of the words of the Upanishad here, mantra quoted here. So existence, consciousness, limitlessness is Brahman. So Brahman is of this nature. Then, next question is, how does one know Brahma? For which the answer follows. Yaha guhayam nihitam parame guhayam nihitam veda. So yaha, whoever, veda knows this Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, whoever understands this Brahma, Veda knows this Brahma, hidden, nihitam. Nihitam means placed, hidden, which is there, where Parame Vyoman, in exalted space, obtaining in the cave, Guhayam, the cave. It implies the mind. So Parame Vyoman means Parame Vyomni. Vyoman is a Chandasa Prayogaha, a Vedic usage. Vyoman is a Nakarantaha Pullingaha Vyoman Shabdaha. Vyoman is equal to space. In nominative case, it will be Vyoma. But here it must have been Vyomni. Parame Vyomni. In the place of Vyomni, we find the word Vyoman. Vyoman is a Vedic usage. We take it as Parame Vyomni. Vyomni in the space. And Kidrushe Vyomni Parame, in an exalted space, obtaining in the cave of mind. Yaha Parame Vyomni Guhayam Nihitam Veda. Whoever knows this absolute reality Brahma, obtaining or hidden in the space in the cave of mind. So here we understand This Brahman is available for recognition in the cave of one's own mind. We find the answer. How does one know? One discovers, one knows Brahman in the cave of one's mind. And the benefit also is said here. What is Param? We have to understand, but here the answer. Saha Ashnute. So Yaha Veda Yaha Janati Saha Ashnute. Whoever knows, that person enjoys Ashnute. He enjoys what? Sarvan Kaman Brahmana Vipaschita Sarvan Kaman Saha Ashnute. The knower of Brahman, Ashnute, enjoys what? Sarvan Kaman. So here, Ashnute literally means eats. Ashnute, Ashnati, eats, enjoys, experiences. But here if you take it, one enjoys means one gets all his desires fulfilled. Ashnute is equal to gets fulfilled. Sarvan Kaman Ashnute. He gets all his desires fulfilled. Sarvan Kaman, all desires. He enjoys all his desires means he gets all his desires fulfilled. How? Not one by one, simultaneously. Saha literally means together. That together, but here Saha means simultaneously. Not one by one. First he gets his desire fulfilled, the next desire gets fulfilled, then another desire gets fulfilled. Not like that. All his desires simultaneously together at once. So Saha here implies simultaneously at once. He gets all his desires fulfilled simultaneously at once. How? Brahmana Vipaschita Iti. Now, so here, Brahmana means the knower of the person who knows Brahma, discovers Brahman in the cave of his own mind, himself discovers himself being Brahma. The person who discovers that all-pervasive, the absolute reality, Brahman, in the space appearing within the cave of mind, discovers himself being Brahman. When he discovers himself being Brahman, he becomes Brahman as it were. The knower of Brahman cannot become Brahma, he is already Brahma. As long as he is ignorant, he does not know he is Brahma. But when he discovers Brahma, with the help of the Shastra, help of the teaching, and he becomes Brahman as it were. So when he discovers himself being Brahma, therefore Brahmana means as Brahma. When, how does he enjoy all his desires? How does he get all his desires fulfilled simultaneously together at once? He gets all his desires fulfilled simultaneously as Brahma. So Brahmana, the third case is what? As Brahma. And as which Brahma? So they say, there's an adjective describing Brahma. Vipaschita. Vipaschita is a third case of Vipaschit. Vipaschitya is the person of clear vision. Visheshena pashyati yaha saha vipaschit. Vipaschit means person of clear vision. You can say a person of clear vision and also a person an all-knowing, Vipaschita Brahmana. This person who discovers Brahman in the cave of his own mind as himself, thereby as Brahma, as an omniscient, all-knowing Brahma, he gets all his desires fulfilled simultaneously. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. I'm only giving the literal meaning. You must have the tremendous patience to listen to what's being said. Just because I've already heard before, you know, the literal meanings, people get very restless and immediately they close and go away. I see some people doing this. They're very carefully have to listen. Therefore, so yeah, even though we find a full stop there, you had to make one sentence. Yaha parame vyomni guhayam nihitam veda saha brahmana vipaschita brahmana, that person as an all-knowing Brahma, as an all-knowing absolute reality Brahma, gets all his desires fulfilled simultaneously at once. So sarvan kaman ashnute. What it means is, when a person discovers Brahma, he discovers fullness, happiness, limitlessness being his own swarupam. Thereby, the inadequacy becomes resolved. The inadequacy centered on I becomes resolved. The inadequacy becomes resolved. Naturally, passion, all desires also will become resolved for good. Having all the desires resolved is as good as having fulfilled all one's desires. Is it clear now? Don't think the overall Brahman gets all his desires fulfilled. In the wake of the urge of Brahman, what happens is, a person discovers fullness of happiness being one's own swarupam. He discovers the reality of Brahman being one's own swarupam. He discovers himself being Brahma, essentially. And he discovers limitlessness, fullness being nature of Brahma. Thereby, he takes ownership of fullness as his own swarupam. As a person reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness being his own swarupam, Brahman being his own swarupam, the sense of inadequacy centered on I becomes resolved for good. Thereby, the desires, also all his desires become resolved for good. He becomes free from the hold of all desires. He does not push aside the desires. The desires become resolved. In right perspective, desires become resolved. The same, the sense of inadequacy is centered on I become resolved. All desires become resolved. Having all the desires resolved is as good as having fulfilled all the desires. This is how the knower of Brahma, the person who discovers Brahman, in the space obtaining within the cave of one's own mind as one's own self, discovers Brahman in terms of its nature of fullness of happiness. Thereby, as Brahma, as an all-knowing Brahman, from the standpoint of the reality of Brahma, as Brahma, he gets all his desires fulfilled simultaneously. Is it clear? This is the literal meaning of the mantra, Rig Mantra, quoted in the Taittiriya Upanishad. Krishna Yajurvediya Brahmano Upanishad, known as Taittiriya Upanishad, the Rig Mantra is quoted. The Rig Mantra actually presents an answer for these three questions which rise when we read the opening statement of the Brahmananda Valli. Okay. Now, if this Brahmavidapnoti Param is said to be this small sentence, but it's pregnant with the content, meaning, it is said to be a Sutra Bhutam Vakyam. Sutra Vakyam or Sutra Bhutam Vakyam means a brief sentence which presents the teaching in a nutshell, which means the following contents of the entire Anuvaka and the following teaching of the entire Brahmananda Valli is an elaborate exposition of this one sentence. Brahmavid apnoti param, this one sentence alone is going to be elaborately expounded in the entire Anuvaka and in the entire Brahmananda Valli section. That is why this sentence is said to be Sutra Vakyam or Sutra Bhutam Vakyam. Okay. Now we have understood the literal meaning of this text. This much. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Now Shankar Bhagavatpada first explains, analyzes the meaning of this sentence. The knower of Brahman attains the absolute. A knower of Brahman gains the absolute. Exalted end. Brahmavid aparam apnoti. That sentence is analyzed in the Bhashyam. Okay. And there again, but how does he present the analysis of this sentence? First, he explains, he analyzes the meaning of the word param. The knower of Brahman attains the exalted end. Something most exalted, absolute. So we'll see first param. Now, Brahmavit. We are following the Bhashyam now. Brahmavit. Brahma iti. Brahmavit Brahma. Brahmavit Brahma iti. See, Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman, is none other than Brahman himself. Brahman itself. Who is the knower of Brahma? The knower of Brahma does not become Brahma. He is already Brahma. But every jiva is essentially Brahma. Everything that is here is essentially Brahma. But we do not know that all that is here is only Brahma. Everything here is Brahma. Every jiva does not know that one's own self is Brahma. I'd not say Aham Brahmasmi. Every individual can say Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Every individual can say Aham Brahmasmi. One can say if one knows the fact. The fact is every individual is Brahma. So everyone can say, should say Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. It's like every wave is water. Not only one wave, every wave is water, all the waves are water, entire ocean is water. Similarly here, every individual is Brahma, all individuals are Brahma, the entirety of the universe is Brahma. This is the fact. But one does not know. Whereas the knower of Brahma knows that he is Brahma. The knower of Brahman is none other than Brahma. Where Ajnani does not know. So he says, Brahma with Brahma. The knower of Brahman is Brahman himself. Vakshyamana Lakshanam. What is that Brahman? Vakshyamana Lakshanam. The Brahman, the definition of which is going to be discussed. The nature of Brahman is Brahman itself. The Lakshanam, the definition of which Brahman is going to be discussed. Brihattamatvat Brahma. And what is Brahma? Why that is said to be Brahma? Brihattamatvat Brahma. See, the word Brahma, nakarantah napumsakalingaha Brahman shabdaha. Nominative case, it is Brahma. And this one word Brahma has many meanings. Simple meaning is big. Brahma is equal to big. A simple adjective, big. Another meaning is Vedashastram. The entire Vedashastram is also known by the word Brahma. Absolute reality is implied by the term Brahma. Om. Pranavaha, a unique word, a unique name, a sound symbol of the Lord, Om, is said to be Brahma. A Vaidikaha, a Brahmanaha, who is given to strictly the study of the Veda Shastram, and who is strictly given the life enjoined by the Veda Shastram, a Brahmanaha, is also said to be Brahma. So Brahma means Brahmanaha, Brahma means Vedaha, Brahma means Omkaraha Pranavaha, Brahma means big, and Brahma also means absolute reality. But here the word Brahma definitely implies the absolute reality. Why the absolute reality? The ultimate truth is implied by the term Brahma. The reason is given. Brihattamatvat. Kimartam vastu Brahma ityuchyate. When the reason is given, it must be in the fifth case. Hetvarte panchami. When the reason is given, fifth case must be used. Brihattamatvat. Brihattamatvam nominative. Brihattamatvam. Brihattamatvam. Brihattamatvena. Brihattamatvaya. Brihattamatvat. Okay, brihat means big. And brihattaram means bigger. Brihattamam means biggest. Brihat. Brihat. Taram Brihattamam. Okay. Brihat, Brihattaram Brihattamam. Brihat, big. Brihattaram, bigger. Brihattamam, biggest. The superlative degree of the word Brihat is what's Brihattamam. And Brihattamatvam means what? Bigness. Brihatvam is bigness. Brihattaratvam is biggerness. Brihattamatvam is biggestness. So the reality having the status of being the biggest, greatest. So due to, because of having the status of being the biggest, greatest, the vastu, the reality, is implied by the term Brahma. Brihattamatvat, because of having the status of being the biggest, the greatest, reality is implied by the term Brahma. Brihattamatvat Brahma. Iti uchyate. Iti uchyate, I'm adding. Okay. So, because of its biggestness, reality is implied by the term Brahma. The Brahma, the definition of which is going to be discussed in this section. Okay. Tad Veti. Tad Veda. The word Veda, Veda Janati. Here he Shankara Bhagavatpada says Tad Veti. Tad Veti. One knows that Brahma. Veti. Tad means that Brahma. Veti. Veti is equal to Vijanati. Veti or Vijanati iti Brahmavit. The person knows that Brahman, knows that absolute reality implied by the term Brahma because of its nature of, because of its having the status of being the biggest. Tadveti, the person knows that Brahma. Veti is equal to Vijanati iti Brahmavit. Brahma Veti iti Brahmavit. Brahma Vijanati iti Brahmavit. He knows Brahma, the way he said to be the knower of Brahma. Simple. And it's Brahmavit. The next he moves on to the next word. Apnoti. Have you understood? The Brahma, the word Brahma, the meaning of the word Brahma, then Veti, Vijanati. Now you say the Brahma with Apnoti. Apnoti is equal to Prapnoti. Same verb. The prefix, he adds the word prefix Pra. Apnoti is equal to Praapnoti, Prapnoti. Prapnoti, apnoti means gains, attains. So, knower of Brahma attains. What? Param. Param means what? Param, I already said, exalted, the most exalted, the absolute. So, that beyond which nothing exists, that which is beyond everything is the most exalted, absolute, Param. So that which is beyond everything, beyond which nothing exists, that which is the most superior, means what? So he gives that meaning, Niratishayam. Niratishayam. Param is equal to Niratishayam. So Niratishayam means incomparable. Niratishayam. So incomparable, Niratishayam means that beyond which nothing exists, that which is beyond everything, that beyond which there's nothing superior exists. Nothing exists. What is Niratishayam? Incomparable. Incomparably exalted. Param is equal to Niratishayam. Tadeva Brahma Param. Now he says, Param is not something different from Brahma. The knower of Brahma attains the most exalted absolute beyond which nothing exists, which is incomparably exalted, means that Param, nothing but Brahma, Tadeva Brahma Param, that Brahman which the person knows itself is the absolute. So knower of Brahma attains the absolute, incomparably exalted end means, it is not an end. The knower of Brahma attains Brahma. knower of Brahma attains Brahma. Please make a note. The word Param is nothing but Brahma. Why? There's Param means absolute, most exalted. And there's nothing most exalted than Brahma, more exalted than Brahma. Brahman is the most exalted. Brahman is the absolute. Therefore, knower of Brahma attains Brahma. Tadeva Brahma Param. So, knower of Brahma attains Brahma. Because Param means Brahma. There's nothing which is beyond everything other than Brahma. Brahman is beyond everything. Nothing which is beyond Brahma. Therefore, Param implies Brahman only. Knower of Brahma attains Brahma, gains Brahma. Nahi anyasya vijnanat anyasya praptihi. Nahi anyasya vijnanat anyasya praptihi. There is no attainment of something other than what is known. Whatever is known is attained, as it were. So, anyasya vijnanat anyasya praptihi nahi bhavati. By knowing something, attainment of something, something else will not be there. Whatever is known alone is attained, as it were. The unknown is unattained, as it were, lost, as it were. The known is attained, as it were. Therefore, the word apnoti, attainment, attains, should be taken in the sense of knowing only. Brahmavithu, knower of Brahman, attains the absolute means, gains the absolute means, knower of Brahman gains Brahman itself. Knowing Brahman is attaining Brahman, as it were. Anyasya vijnanat anyasya praptihi nahi. So, Param should not be mistaken, something to be different. Param literally means exalted, incomparably exalted, and incomparably exalted, nothing but Brahman. If you do not know what Brahman is, then do not know what is that incomparably exalted. If you know what Brahman is, you have attained Brahma, which is that which is incomparably exalted. Therefore, there's always Brahma, everywhere Brahma. There's no time, no place, no object where Brahman is not. Still, everything is Brahma. Every jivatma, every jiva is essentially Brahma. As long as an individual remains ignorant of Brahma, for him, Brahman is as though lost, even though the Brahman obtains as the very truth of every individual, the root of every individual. There's never, not even a fraction of second Brahman is away from, Brahman can be away from every individual. Impossible. Brahman being all pervasive, only reality, Brahman is always there as the innermost essence of every being. There's never a time Brahman is away from any individual. Every individual is essentially Brahman only. When the person knows, one does not know, that accepts, one does not accept, every individual is essentially Brahma. As long as an individual remains ignorant of the self, because self is Brahma, one is ignorant of Brahma. As long as one remains ignorant of Brahma, Brahman is as though lost. as though not attained, as though far, non-reachably far away from oneself. If a person discovers the self, he discovers Brahma, then he attains, as though he attains Brahma, as though he has gained Brahma. So knowing is attaining. Spashtam cha shrutyantaram. Spashtam cha shrutyantaram. Even another shruti, another Vedic statement from another Upanishad also is very clear. Brahma praptimeva brahma vidaha darshayati. Brahma praptimeva brahma vidaha darshayati shrutyantaram. Spashtam darshayati. Make it very clear. Shrutyantaram means another Vedic statement, another Shruti. Another Shruti means another Vedic statement also. Brahma vidaha, brahma praptimeva spashtam darshayati. Spashtam here means clearly. It's an adverb. Another, not only Taittiriya Upanishad, the fact here, what is conveyed by Shankara Bhagavadpada, he makes it very clear. How does he say? He says, there is another Shruti statement which clearly, another Shruti statement shows clearly, spashtam darshayati, clearly shows that, clearly reveals the attainment of Brahman, of the knower of Brahman. So, the knower of Brahman attains Brahman. The non-knower of Brahman, as though has lost Brahman. So, Brahman can never be lost. Brahman can never be lost by any ignorant person, because Brahman is always there as one's own swarupa. As long as a person remains ignorant of the self, he remains ignorant of the reality Brahma. As long as a person remains ignorant of Brahma, as though he has not attained, as though Brahman has not been attained, gained, as though Brahman has been lost, or as the Brahman is far away from him. When a person discovers and knows Brahma as one's own sarupam, Brahman is as though gained, as though attained. Therefore, another Shruti also clearly reveals, shows the attainment of Brahman for a knower of Brahman. Brahma vidaha, brahma praptimeva, shrutyantaram spashtam darshayati. Spashtam darshayati means spashtataya darshayati. Is it clear? Are you all reading something or are you listening? You must put the spashtam with darshayati. Shrutyantaram api. Api you can add. Brahma vidaha, brahma praptimeva, spashtam darshayati. Another Shruti statement also reveals, shows the attainment of Brahman only for the knower of Brahman. So attainment is nothing but knowing. Knowing is attaining. Not knowing is not attaining. So saha, yaha, ha, why? Tat paramam brahma veda, பிரம்மைவ பவதி ச யோக வை தத் பரமம் பிரம்ம வேத பிரம்மைவ பவதி. This is a quotation from which, what is Shrutyantaram? Shrutyantaram is from Mundaka Upanishad. We have already studied this Upanishad. I do not know how many of you have memorized the mantras. Sa yoha vai tat paramam brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. Sa yoha vai tat paramam brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. Sa yoha vai tat paramam brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. So yaha ha vai tat paramam brahma veda. Whoever indeed knows that exalted reality Brahma, saha brahmaiva bhavati, he becomes Brahman itself. I'm not saying himself, okay? He becomes Brahman itself. Meanwhile, he is Brahman himself. Does he really become knower of Brahma? Does he become Brahma? No, knower of Brahma does not become Brahma. He, as though he becomes Brahma. He becomes Brahman as it were. He's already Brahma. As long as he does not know he is Brahma, he's not Brahma. When he knows Brahma, as if he's become Brahma. He becomes Brahman as it were. Therefore, yaha ha. Whoever indeed, tat paramam brahma veda, whoever knows that absolute reality or exalted reality Brahma, saha brahmaiva bhavati, he becomes Brahman itself. So this quotation from Mundaka Upanishad shows very clearly the knower of Brahman attains Brahman as it were. Okay. So what do we understand now until this much? What we understood? So Brahma is this all-pervasive, absolute reality, the ultimate truth implied by the term Brahma. Is the very Swarupam of every being, Swarupam of everything. Is there a Swarupam of every individual also? Therefore, the person who discovers one's own self, in fact, discovers Brahman only. Because Brahman is one's own self. Whoever discovers one's own self, he discovers Brahma. And whoever discovers Brahma has attained Brahman as it were. The who discovers Brahman as if he becomes Brahma. He becomes Brahman as it were. It's already Brahma. So knowing is attaining Brahma. Knowing is becoming Brahma. And Brahman is the most exalted. There's nothing beyond Brahma. If you know what who you are, you know what Brahman is. You know what Brahman is, you have attained the absolute, attained the exalted. Okay, now we'll go on the next word. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents now a Pura Pakshi. Pura Pakshi's doubt. It's not a big objection, just the doubt. So presenting the Purupakshi's doubt is actually to clarify our doubt. By way of clarifying the doubt, he actually analyzes the meaning of the word param. What does the word param mean? Param here implies Brahman only. Because moksha and the param are not two different things. Brahman and moksha are not two different things. Param is Brahma and moksha is the nature of Brahma. Moksha is also Brahma. Freedom is Brahma. Limitlessness is Brahma. Limitlessness is the nature of Brahma. Therefore, here the word param implies Brahma. Let us see here. Nanu sarvagatam sarvasya cha atma bhutam bhutam brahma vakshyati. So nanu, when the nanu comes, is expression, no, to say, yes, the knower of Brahman attains the absolute, attains Brahman itself. And here what he said, what Purvakshi wants to say here is, please make a note here. Purvakshi says, nanu means what? Make a note here. Sarvagatam sarvasya cha atma bhutam brahma vakshyati. Vakshyati means what? Upanishad itself is going to explain later on. Vakshyati will say, will explain. Upanishad itself will explain later. What will Upanishad will explain later? Brahma sarvagatam. This absolute reality is the ultimate truth, absolute reality implied with the term Brahman is sarvagatam, all pervasive. Being all pervasive, the same, this absolute reality Brahma must be what? Sarvasya cha atma bhutam, obtains in the form of the very self of every being. Sarvasya cha atma bhutam. Upanishad itself is going to explain later. Vakshyati. Vakshyati will explain, is going to explain later that Brahma sarvagatam, that absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is all pervasive. Thereby, sarvasya cha atma bhutam, and thereby, this all pervasive reality Brahman is in the form of the self of every being. Sarvas, everything, everyone. Sarvasya atma bhutam cha. Sarvasya cha atma bhutam. Bhutam atma is in the, Brahman is in the form of the self of every being. Every individual, every being, because all pervasive. Being all pervasive, already Brahman obtains in the form of self of every being. Therefore, ataha na apyam. Therefore, this absolute reality, Brahman, is not attainable. Apyam na apyam. Brahman, which is already there as one's own self, cannot be attained. Na apyam. Brahma vit param apnoti means, what is the doubt about Purupakshi here? Param, Shankara Gurupada explained, param also means Brahma. The knower of Brahma attains Brahma. Because Brahman is the exalted. Brahman is incomparably exalted. Brahman is that beyond which nothing else exists. He explained it. But now what he wants, the Purupakshi wants to say is, Brahman, Upanishad is going to explain later on, Brahman is all pervasive. Being all pervasive, it must be already obtaining as the innermost self of every being. Which means, it is not away from every any individual. Brahman is not away from anybody, anything. There's no physical distance or time distance between Brahman and anything here in the world, every being here in the world. So being not away from Brahman, being not an object, Brahman being not anything other than oneself, or away from oneself. See, the two things. What is it which can be attained? What is attainable? What is opium? Opium means attainable. That which can be attained is opium. Anything which can be attained must be other than oneself, away from oneself. One's own self cannot be attained. And what is not away from oneself cannot be attained. And Brahman is not something other than oneself, not an object, not away from oneself. Brahman is the very self. Very self is Brahman. Brahman is in the form of very self, of every being, everything. Therefore, being the very self of every being, how can we say Brahman is the self of every being? Because Brahman is all pervasive. But he's going to say later on, Sarvagatam, Cha, Sarvasya Atmabhutam. Therefore, being not away from every individual, not being other than the individual, Brahman is not attainable. Praptihi cha. Praptihi cha and praptihi. Anyasya anyena parichinnasya cha parichinnena drishta. Always attainment of something is always of something by another person. Anyasya praptihi, attainment of something other than oneself. Again, of something limited. Attainment is always of something limited, which is other than oneself. Attained by someone who is limited. This is how attainment is always understood. Attainment of something is always understood to be attainment of something has always been seen, always been understood to be of something which is other than oneself. And also which is limited. Praptischa anyasya anyena parichinnasya cha parichinnena drishta. Parichinnam, please make a note. Parichinnam means limited. Chinnam means cut, cleaved. Chinnam means broken. Chinnam, broken. For Sanskrit students, I'm telling chinna. If you say chinna, it's a participle, means broken, cut, cleaved. But parichinna means limited. Attainment is always of something limited. And attainment is always of something which is limited. And by someone who is limited. Parichinnena parichinnasya. Anyasya parichinnena anyena anyasya parichinnasya anyena parichinnena cha praptihi drishta. Whereas something limited alone can be attained by someone who is limited. Whereas here, what about the Brahman? Brahman is not something limited. Brahman is all pervasive, limitless. So he says, aparichinnam. Even though we do not know what Brahman is, Upanishad says Brahman is aparichinnam. Brahman is not limited. Not limited. Not limited by what? Not limited by time. We are going to see later on. Aparichinnam. Not limited by time. Not limited by space. Not limited by attribute. Not limited by object. So, aparichinnam. Then, sarvatmakam cha. And being not limited by time, space and object is also sarvatmakam. It is the self of everything here. Cha brahma. Aparichinnam sarvatmakam cha brahma. Brahman is aparichinnam. Brahman is sarvatmakam. Brahman is not limited. And Brahman is all pervasive. Brahman obtains as a self of everything. Iti ataha ityataha. Because of this reason, parichinnavat anatmavat cha tasya aptihi anupapanna. Purupakshi's view. Still trying to understand Purupakshi's view. Don't rush. Okay, please be with me. Let's try to understand every word here. Parichinnavat, like an limited object. Like something which is limited. Like an object which is limited by time and space. Anatmavat cha, like an anatma. Like an anatma object which is limited by time. This attainment of Brahman is not possible. Tasya aptihi. Tasya aptihi means attainment of that absolute reality Brahman is not possible. Anupapanna. Upapanna means possible. Anupapanna. It is not possible. Attainment of that Brahman. Tasya praptihi. Tasya aptihi. Tasya aptihi is equal to aptihi means attainment. Tasya aptihi, attainment of that Brahman, anupapanna, is not possible. Why? Attainment is possible of something which is limited, something which is anatma. Anatma means which is other than the self. Attainment of something limited which is other than oneself, away from oneself is possible. But attainment of that Brahman which is not limited, which is all pervasive, which is in the form of the very self, which is not other than the self, cannot be attained. Attainment of that is not possible. Aparichinnam sarvatmakam cha brahma. Brahman is not limited. Therefore, not limited by space. It's all pervasive. Sarvatmakam, there is a self of every being, everything. Therefore, ataha, therefore, parichinnavat anatmavat cha, like an object other than the self, anatmavat, what means like? Anatmavat, like an object other than the self, parichinnavat, like an object which is limited by time and space, like an object other than the self, attainment of that Brahman is not possible. Tasya aptihi anupapanna anatmavat parichinnavat. Vat means like. Parichinnavat anatmavat, like an object other than the self, like a limited object. Attainment of that Brahman is not possible because Brahman is aparichinnam, not parichinnam, aparichinnam. Brahman is not limited by time and space. And Brahman is in the form of the self of every being. Anupapanna. So what he does not say Upanishad mantra is wrong. He says, because Shankar Bhagavad in his commentary said, Param is not something other than Brahma. The knower of Brahman attains the absolute means, knower of Brahman attains Brahman as it were. But here, how can one attain Brahman? Because Brahman is not away from oneself, other than oneself. How can we say attainment of Brahman is not possible? He is correct. But he says that Param does not mean Brahma. That is his argument. By way of clarifying the Purupakshi's doubt, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to analyze the meaning of the word Param in his commentary. Nano sarvagatam sarvasya cha atmabhutam brahma vakshyati ataha na apyam praptischa anyasya anyena parichinnasya cha parichinnena drishta. A limited individual, a limited being can attain something which is limited. Attainment is always of something limited by someone who is limited. And Brahman is sarvatmakam aparichinnam cha. Sarvatmakam Brahma. Aparichinnam cha Brahma. Aparichinnam sarvatmakam cha Brahma. Iti ataha. Brahma iti uparhid vakshyati. Who is going to say Brahman is aparichinnam and not limited? Then sarvatmakam is name of all, self of all the beings. Therefore, like a limited object, like an object which is other than the self, attainment of that Brahman is not possible. Tasya praptihi na anupapanna. Tasya praptihi na upapanna. Tasya praptihi anupapanna. Na upapanna is equal to anupapanna. Attainment of that Brahman is not possible. Okay. Which means, now here the apnoti, to explain the word param, now he is going to analyze the meaning of the word verb also, apnoti. Apnoti literally means attains, gains. But here it should be taken in the sense of knows. So we are going to see that. Na ayam doshaha. This is the answer. Nothing wrong in saying, okay, I am na doshaha. This is not wrong. This is not wrong means what? It is not wrong to say that knower of Brahman attains Brahman. The verb apnoti, even though it means attains gains, here it implies knows. Which means, as long as one's own self is not known, Brahman is not known. The self is known, Brahman is known. If Brahman is known, Brahman is attained as it were. It's not real attainment here. Therefore, na ayam doshaha. It is not wrong to say that knower of Brahman attains Brahma. Katham, how? Darshana adarshana apekshatvat brahmanaha apti anaptyoho. దర్శన అదర్శన అపేక్షత్వాత్ బ్రహ్మణ ఆప్తి అనాప్త్యో. అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ రిక్వైర్స్ వాట్? నోయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్. దర్శన అపేక్షత్వం ఆప్తేహే ఆప్తి ఆప్తి అనాప్త్యో ఆప్తి అనాప్త్యో ఆప్తి అనాప్త్యో దర్శన అదర్శన అపేక్షత్వాత్ బ్రహ్మణ దర్శన అదర్శన అపేక్షత్వాత్ ఆప్త్యనాప్త్యో. వాట్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు సే హియర్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మణ దర్శనం మీన్ వాట్ నోయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓకే నోయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అలోన్ ఇస్ సెడ్ టు బి వాట్ అటైనింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్. అదర్శనం బ్రహ్మణ అదర్శనం నాట్ నోయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ నాట్ సీయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ నాట్ రికగ్నైజింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ వాట్ నాన్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. బ్రహ్మణ దర్శనం ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు బ్రహ్మణ ఆప్తి. అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ఆర్ రికగ్నైజింగ్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ రికగ్నిషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. బ్రహ్మణ అదర్శనం నాన్ రికగ్నిషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ నాన్ సీయింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ నాన్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. So attainment has the requirement of seeing Brahman, recognizing Brahman. Attainment has the requirement of recognition of Brahman. Non-attainment has the requirement of non-recognizing Brahman. This is a literal translation. What he wants to say in this line is brahmanaha darshanam brahmanaha praptihi. It don't take very seriously. Attainment of Brahman, gaining of Brahman is not really gaining Brahman. When the Brahman is not known, Brahman is as though not attained, not unattained as it were. Brahmanaha darshanam బ్రహ్మణ ప్రాప్తి. రికగ్నిషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. నాన్ రికగ్నిషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ నాన్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. దర్శన అదర్శన అపేక్షత్వాత్ బ్రహ్మణ ఆప్తి అనాప్త్యో అనాప్త్యో. ఆప్తి అనాప్త్యో అపేక్షత్వాత్ సి బ్రహ్మణ ఆప్తి అపేక్షతే. అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ రిక్వైర్స్ రికగ్నిషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. నాన్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ రిక్వైర్స్ non-recognition of Brahman. That's the literal meaning here. What it means is, recognizing Brahman is attaining Brahman. Non-recognizing Brahman is non-attaining Brahman. So, I'm going to stop here. Why? Because Shankar Bhagavata's answer, I'll explain clearly the next class. What is the important lesson? See, when we study the Upanishad, We understand what is Brahma. So Brahman is absolute reality. It is free from all limitations, time limitations, space limitation, object limitation. Kalataha aparichinnam, deshataha aparichinnam, vastutaha aparichinnam. So, free from all three possible limitations. Therefore, reality is of the nature of limitlessness. And the reality alone obtains as the self of every being. Reality is there as the self of, as one's own self, available for recognition, one's own mind. We understand all this. Then what happens? We have the knowledge of Brahman, reality. And the knowledge is what? Paroksha Jnanam. Before studying Upanishad, I did not know what anything about Brahman. After studying the Upanishad, when I'm studying the Upanishad, I come to know of Brahman. How do you understand Brahman? There is absolute reality, ultimate truth, and which is free from all limitations. Therefore, it is of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude. Therefore, it is implied by the term Brahma. Because of its having the status of being the greatest, it is implied by the term Brahma. That Brahman is all pervasive, it is there as the innermost self of every being. Therefore, it is there as Swarupa, my own self. So, Aham Brahma Asmi. Shastram says, I am absolute reality, Brahman. We understand all these things. But still, identity with the body does not go. Still, the limitations do not seem to be, we are still bound by limitations. Which means, when we understand the teaching, we understand Brahma, that Brahma Jnanam is Paroksha Brahma Jnanam. Understand, it's what Paroksham Jnanam. Now, Paroksham Jnanam means I understand that Brahman is obtaining as the self of all the beings. Brahman is there as the Swarupam of myself. Aham Brahmasmi. We understand all this. This is Paroksha Jnanam. But what this Paroksha Jnanam should become converted into Aparoksha Jnanam. Paroksha Jnanam must become converted into Aparoksha Jnanam. Aparoksha Jnanam means what here? One has to clearly, doubtlessly see what exactly is that absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, and how that seeing that absolute reality means recognizing the reality obtaining as one's own self. Obtaining as the very content of I in one's own mind. And recognize that reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Thereby one has to claim, take ownership of that Brahman as one's own self. So taking ownership of that Brahman as one's own self, claiming Brahman as one's own self, having recognized Brahman being one's own self in terms of its nature, is in fact converting the Paroksha Jnanam into an Aparoksha Jnanam, where one doubtlessly shifting one's identity from Anatma, body, mind, and complex to the Atma, one can say, this Atma is Brahma. I, the self, am Brahma. This conversion has to happen. Paroksha Jnanam should become Aparoksha Jnanam. Then this problem will not be there. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Param literally meaning exalted, incomparably exalted. Here, nothing but Brahman. So Purupakshi says, Upanishad says attains. Attainment cannot be of something which is all pervasive, Now, already the obtaining as one's own self, maybe something other than oneself. The attainment of Brahman is not possible. So the word Param does not mean only Brahma. That is his argument. Therefore, no, Param does not mean anything other than Brahma. Param means Brahman only. Param implying Mokshaha also implies Brahman only. Mokshaha, Brahma, Param, all these words are synonyms. They are synonymous. Param, Mokshaha, Brahman are all synonymous. Therefore, it is nothing wrong in saying the knower of Brahman attains Brahma, because attaining Brahman is nothing but recognizing Brahman. Non-recognizing Brahman is what? Non-attaining Brahman. If Brahman is understood, known, Brahman is attained as it were. Brahman is not known, Brahman is as though unattained, far away from oneself. So we'll continue next class. Is it clear? We have yet to see the meaning of the word Brahma. Don't worry. We are still in the very, very first step. We are going to see the meaning of the word Brahman beautifully. Actually, we have just entered into the Bhashyam. We have beautiful, beautiful Bhashyam. We'll see from next class. It's all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.